for revenge. Bobby's hosts on the Mod Squad were so impressed with his talent and ability to get right into his character that they decided he would definitely be asked to do another show. There have been offers and a few opportunities for Bobby to get into feature films, but he feels that at this point it might be a little premature. Films, romance, singing, acting, yes, these are all part of Bobby's life, a major part of his life. But there's another side to Bobby that even some of his fans don't know about.
Oh, werewolf?
You see, Bobby is grateful for all the opportunities he has had, but he knows there are kids who have very little to look forward to. He first came face to face with this when he was in Memphis, Tennessee, giving a concert. He had just finished his encore and was feeling pretty good, for the concert had been an incredible success. The mayor of Memphis approached him and asked him if he could visit a 14-year-old girl who missed the show because she was in the hospital. When Bobby went to see her, he found a very brave young girl who only the day before had an operation for cancer. The doctors had to amputate her leg. Bobby gave her a private concert and talked to her for an hour or so. But when he left her room, he knew he had to do more than that for her and other kids like her. Cancer kills more teenagers than any other disease. So he started the Bobby Sherman Cancer Research Fund of Concern Foundation. Bobby believes it is each and everyone's responsibility to make the changes needed in this world. If his songs or his acting or his movies give a little bit of enjoyment, make one person smile, then all the hard work and effort is worth it. But there still are diseases, wars, ghettos, and unhappiness, and he is determined to use his success to make these things of the past. He has said, "I believe that the world's an enormous do-it-yourself project. Sure, life shakes us up. That's to warn us we've a lot more to learn. And you can be sure that Bobby Sherman will never stop learning, never stop growing, and never stop trying to make the world a better place for us all. That's what makes him, Bobby Sherman, superstar."
Right on, Bobby!
Well, we were busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the trains, feeling nearly faded as my jeans,
faded as my jeans.
Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all the way to New Orleans, to New Orleans. Then I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sand while Bobby sang the blues, with them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands. We finally sang up every song
that driver knew.
Sang every song that driver knew.
Freedom,
freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And buddy, that was good enough for me
and Bobby McGee.
Me and Bobby, no, Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul
Ooh. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I'd done.
Every night she kept me from the cold, from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. I'd trade all of my tomorrows for a single yesterday. Holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And nothing left is all she left for me, left for me.
Feeling good was easy, Lord, when
Bobby sang the blues.
And buddy, that was good.
And buddy, that was good.
Buddy, that was good.
Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Me and Bobby McGee.
Thank you.
Siren, the Daybreakers from Iowa, 1967. They're only 45. That is on the Dial label more known for soul and R&B than for, oh man, ragers like that. But I love that 45. It's like these teenagers who maybe had never had anything more than a couple of beers in their life, trying to write a psychedelic song, and then that's what comes out. They got this psychedelic siren wailing in the night. I love the lyrics too. Banana's just a fruit to me. The peel lays on the ground. Oh, yeah, baby. Thank you, Daybreakers. I could imagine that being a big hit in this very specific window in late 66. It occupies a space for me somewhere between You're Gonna Miss Me by the Elevators and I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. That fits just perfectly on the original Nuggets to me as what could have been a hit. I wonder how much radio play that got in the Midwest and anywhere else back in the 60s. All right, the Daybreakers are only 45. All right, you're tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig, honored and privileged to be blasting out the Blastables here as we do every week. And the Daybreakers 45, going back to that for a minute here. I remember when Glynis and I were part of the Fringe Factory team. Yes, Vicky V and the Fringe Factory, which you can hear Wednesday nights on the Rock and Soul Stream. We were on AM radio together, the three of us, for a while in Atlanta. And we kept getting these calls from this creep one night. It was talked to us. I'm not even going to repeat some of the things that this creep was saying when we'd pick up the phone. So one time I picked it up and I said, "Hello, AM 1690. This is the psychedelic siren." Woo! And I hung up and they never called back again. All right, so if you ever get hassled on the phone, go to the psychedelic siren. It takes care of business for you, baby. All right. This is Swingin' Sundays, Rock and Soul Stream style. Becky, Bubblegum OD, 7 p.m. gets things started. And here we are flipping out at the Wiggin' Hour. All right, baby, 8 to 9 o'clock. And then at 9, Harry closes out the weekend in style with the Fun House. All right. Let's go to Delaware. I want to move, baby.
harder than words. coming of the end of time. Your love's all that I have written on my mind. Give me all your love now, and if that works for you, we'll have done everything that there was to do. So it's time to rise, so it's time to reason.
The Spirit, 1967, from New York City. They're only 45. Not to be confused with those California guys, Spirit. This is The Spirit. They're only 45 on Roulette Records. No Time to Rhyme, Doomsday song. So apparently, when Doomsday comes, you can only write poetry and haiku. Oh yeah, baby. No Time to Rhyme. The Music Explosion prior to that, with their first 45. Stay By My Side. That was on the Attack label originally, later issued in 1969 after they'd had a string of hits, released by Lori Records, and that's the issue that we have. I think it sounds the same. I don't think there's any difference. Same masters, maybe, between the 66 and 69 releases by the Music Explosion there. And Larry Mack from Texas, from Tyler, Texas, on the Titex label. Little hint and some flavor from Mouse in the Traps, perhaps, there. Last Day of the Dragon, 1966 single. And then from Michigan before that, the Tidal Waves, 1967, I believe their last 45. That's the Farmer John guys. Action Speaks Louder Than Words, 45 on the Hanna-Barbera label, real Michigan masher there. And then we had a West Virginia Wailer prior to that, the Evil Ink Group, ENC, Ink, Evil Ink Group. They're only 45. Hey You on the Scene label. And I love the Bo Brummel's vocal buildup before that killer fuzz guitar lead. It's almost like, I don't know, if Zalianowski had joined the Bo Brummels and then they moved to West Virginia and got that 45. I don't know what I'm saying. I just love that record. All right, and we had The State of Mind at Delaware Destroyer Move, 1966. One of two 45s that they put out. And that is on the Chavis label, Chavis. I think I'm saying that correctly. All right, Wigsters, Wig folk, you are tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I am Richard Wig. Honored to be blasting out the blastables here from the Bunker Studio at the Wigwam. All right, baby. Oh, man. Coming up, we got a set of all British groups. Here's one that had a great career in Holland, the Scorpions.
Too many lovers go. Discount them and you'll see.
I said,
too many lovers go. Too many for me.
You give me all of your love, I'll give you mine. It's not so hard to do. You did it last time.
Come on, give me your love, girl. Concentrate on me.
I said,
give me your love, girl. That's the way it's gonna be. Count them and you'll see.
I said,
too many lovers, girl. for me. You wasted all of my time, but I don't mind.
Thank you. at night you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I not see you. My sleepy head in case the vision goes. Here in purple velvet, now where time and motion slows. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not seeing you. Dreams at night, walking through my dreams and I'm not
shades of falling rain. listen when you call my name. And that comes down and it makes me feel so bad. And that comes down and it makes me feel so bad. I remember the best times I have had.
What was left of them. I actually don't know if any of the, I don't know who played on that 45. that was released as Them, but it was when the remnants of the group were making their way in Texas, and they hooked up with Ray Ruff, that's on Ruff Records, Walking in the Queen's Garden. Also got an issue on Tower Records. Love that 45. Oh, man, Them, or quote-unquote Them, 1968, Walking in the Queen's Garden on Ruff Records. All right, and then the Mickey Finn, yeah, the Garden in My Mind, guys. From 1965, Night Comes Down, a 45 that got a U.S. issue on the World Artist label. Yeah, all right. And Q65 from The Hague, 1967. So high I've been, so down I must fall. Great 45 on Decca, one of their half a dozen or so 45s that they put out in 66 and 67. Love the Q65. All right. And then the Pretty Things from 1968. Yeah, we're leaning a little bit later here in this middle set. The Pretty Things, Walking Through My Dreams, also on a U.S. 45, released on Lori here in the States. Walking Through My Dreams, a great Pretty Things 45. And then The Eyes, 1966, British issue, Mercury, their British group. The Immediate Pleasure, I just love The Eyes, man. My Degeneration, baby, have some more tea. And The Scorpions, a group from Manchester that had a nice career in Holland in 65 to 67. Too Many Lovers, a 1966 45. On Columbia Records, we played the German issue of that 45. All right, Wig Folk, Wigsters, you're tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I am Richard Wig. I am here blasting out the blastables from the Bunker Studio at the Wigwam. Oh, yeah, we played a bunch of records from 67 to 68 in that last set, which is a little bit late for us here at the Wig Out. Let's balance things out. Let's go back to 1960. Dirty Robert.
You're a dirty robber. You're a dirty robber.
1966, The Juveniles, Bo Diddley. Hey, Bo Diddley. A 45 on Jordan Records. They are originally from Oklahoma, and I recently learned that they moved to Portland, which explains a lot, because that's always had a raw Northwest sound to me, and I just attributed it to it being on Jordan for that sound. But I think they went to visit Portland, and they saw the scene with the Kingsmen and Don and the Good Times and Mr. Lucky and the Gamblers and maybe Paul Revere and the Raiders blowing through town occasionally, and they're like, this is for us, man. We're going to make this scene our own. And they moved to Portland, had a couple of 45s out on Jordan. Yeah, love the raw sound of the Juveniles. Much really there. All right, that closes out our last full set here on the Wig Out. Let's see, we had prior to that a Northwest sound and set. The Sonics, 1965. Shot Down, an Etiquette Records 45. And the Wailers from 65 as well. You Weren't Using Your Head, featuring Rockin' Robin Roberts there on vocals. The Etiquette Records 45. And Don and the Good Times. The Good Times. 1965. Hey there, Mary May. Hey there, Mary May. An RCA Victor 45. I think that's a Canadian issue that we have there. Thank you, Glynis. And I just recently saw that was written by P.F. Sloan. That's a Sloan Berry. Sloan/Berry original there. Hey there, Mary May. And we had the Kingsmen. Don Garlucci was the original organ player in the Kingsmen. And that was a 1964 45. Long Green, the flip of Jolly Green Giant on Wand Records there by the Kingsmen. And then not from the Northwest, but from Milwaukee, from 1960, The Nobleman, Dirty Robber. 45 on Profile Records. All right, baby. You have been listening to The Wig Out here on WFMU's Rockin' Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig. I just love being here every week, blasting out the blastables here for my peoples, the Wig folk. All right, I love you participating in the chat, listening live, maybe even listening in the archives. I do appreciate that, those of you that take the time to find us in the archives. All right, we got one more. We're going to get out of here with an instrumental. We're going to play another Wailers 45. This is Roadrunner. Not the Bo Diddley song, different song, Roadrunner. Harry's coming up here at the top of the hour. Stick around for the fun house here in a few minutes. We're going to sign on out here, baby. Stay weird. Stay weird this week. All right. We'll be back next week, Wigsters. Same wig time, same wig channel. All right. We'll be right back.
When I come home to you in the evening after working hard all day, you make everything so cozy for me in a sweet and gentle way. First you hug and kiss me, and then you turn on the stereo, and then there is a quote for me, and that's why I know you know how that things go better with the Coca-Cola girl. Now things go better with the Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed, and Coke refreshes you best. Oh yes it does. Coke has a taste you'll never get tired of. Coke after Coke after Coke. The real life one puts extra fun in the everything you do, 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 do. Because the things go better with the Coca-Cola. Yeah. Things go better with Coke.
The Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.
The Fun. Now looky there.
Keep myself from shouting. What's your name?
What's your name?
What's